and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I'd like to call your attention to an insert in the bulletin. It's concerning the ladies' conference, and there's a sign-up sheet in the kitchen for this conference. And for further details, please contact Mary Tomlinson or Dana Noriel. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to answer the question, what should I do about undesirable relationships that my adult child has? And you are welcome also to bring any questions you may have on other topics also. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. There will be a deacons meeting tomorrow, Monday, January 5th, in the conference room, church conference room, at 7 p.m. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2 through 4. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 31, All Creatures of Our God and King. Continue our worship now with hymn number 18, Now Thank We All Our God.
Oh,
please stand now as we sing hymn number 485, Revive Us Again.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence in the name of our High Priest, the Lord Jesus. And we pray that as we gather together to praise his name and to encourage ourselves by the praises of his glory and the reading of his holy word, and Lord, the understanding of your word as the word is explained later, we pray that as we leave this place today, we can say with deep conviction, we have been under the counsel of God. We thank you, Father, that you put the church in a spot every Sunday. We need to open the doors of our property to proclaim the gospel and to encourage the believer and to comfort those who are hurt. Thank you, Lord, that your word does all of this. And thank you that your people are so faithful in providing for all of this. Thank you, Lord, that not only here we broadcast the gospel, but also through live, through the largest station in KKMC, and through the internet ministry who reaches all kinds of places unknown to us, some of them. And thank you, Lord, for those who write back and tell us how blessed they have been because of the Word of God. And Father, also we have actually families in different places under different ministries. We pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rhodes in Papua, New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, in Central America. Marta Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And Father, locally we have the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center here in Gilroy, California. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry across America, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. We thank you, Lord, that as small as we are, we have the faithfulness that during 26 years of ministry, we never fail one of our missionaries for their support. Actually, the church never failed for any support. And so, Father, you are great. You are marvelous. And because your people love you, they give. And so, Father, we are thankful for this. And we have some members of our church and friends who are sick. We pray for Emmy's mother-in-law, the little Emmy that came to this church, now married. And her mother-in-law is suffering very heavily, and they have financial trouble in Ohio. And we pray that you will guide us in how to help, and that you put your hand of mercy upon her life. For Ann Peretto, for Raquel, my wife, who has a ruptured shoulder, Lord, that you will continue in the treatment. And for Tom Curley, who, Father, needs your power. As he did today, he trusts you. Thank you, Lord, that when we become sick, you become more real to our life because we trust you more. Thank you that you never leave us and that you are with us. And Father, as we take the offering again, I pray that you bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated, please.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 746. We will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the entire chapter. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he takes under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation comes. But the earth abides forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goes down and hastens to his place where he arose. The wind goes toward the south and turns about unto the north. It whirls about continually, and the wind returns again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place where whence the rivers come, there they return again. And things, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It has been said already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge, and I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures in which you revealed yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful for this book of Ecclesiastes, showing the meaningless of putting our trust and energy in worldly things which are passing away. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to speak to us in these last days through the scriptures. We thank you for the knowledge of his deeds and words and his promises recorded in scripture, which are eternal, and it's made possible to be with you forever, also making plain our responsibilities. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he returns to the pulpit today. Bless him as he brings the message from the scriptures, so that we may learn of you those things which are of primary importance. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD also. We pray that we may be attentive and practice those things which we hear in accordance with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?